the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Heroism, patriotism, sacrifice. We salute all those who have served in our armed forces. My father being one of them. He was in the Air Force for nearly 30 years. Lieutenant Colonel. He's buried in Arlington National Cemetery. I was, you know, able to see him off several years ago. Full military funeral. It was one of the most moving experiences of my life. And, you know, we understand, and I know you've got relatives, Lundy, that have served in the military, fought in world wars, much like my grandfather did, who was at Utah and Omaha Beach during the storming of Normandy and that pivotal moment during World War II history. So we understand, you know, what goes into being a part of a military family. So we thank everybody again from the bottom of our heart for all of your service on this Veterans Day.
Absolutely. And Brad, my grandfather and grandmother as well are buried at Arlington. So I have experienced that. It is truly a life-changing, moving moment. My grandfather, who flew in World War II, actually at one point in his career, flew with Chuck Yeager.
Wow.
Was shot down over Iwo Jima, survived. I mean, my grandfather was an amazing pilot. So, you know, Veterans Day, always very important to me, and to my family. And I echo everything you just said. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to, as well, I always think of my grandmother with this. Thank you to the wives and the children and the family and the spouses. If it's women serving overseas and it's the husband at home or vice versa, you know, we recognize that it's not just those that wear the uniform that put in, all the work and all the sacrifice. It's also the family. So just a big thank you from myself, from Brad, from the entire Fade the Noise crew.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, and this Sunday will be truly a Sunday like no other with this weekend's major golf tournament, along with the professional and college football action. There's no shortage to get in on at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download it right now and take an opportunity to sign up and get their can't-miss initial offer. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. On top of those great sign-up offers, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they cover up to $100, and use that promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's look ahead to NFL week number 10, and let's talk about rootin' tootin' shootin' Jake Luton, because the pride of Oregon State, your guy, OSU, was money in the bank for those in fantasy leagues that streamed him for various purposes, or if you bet the over on rushing yards. Who says he's not an opportunistic rusher, busting out the spin move and crossing the chalk with the legs? But Jacksonville, Green Bay, the Packers are heavy favorites, 2 touchdown favorites, minus 14 in this one. But I'm focused on the over at 52, Lundy, here with a minus 110 juice. Both teams have hit the over 5 times in 8 contests this season. And I think really importantly for Jacksonville and for the rookie Luton is Jaire Alexander, the very talented DB of the Green Bay Packers, is highly questionable in concussion protocol. Green Bay has been very flimsy in the trenches, giving up 4.55 yards per carry and 158.6 total yards per game and 15 total touchdowns to running backs this season. They've also allowed 8 pass yards per attempt, with Alexander on the field. Jacksonville, not much better. 8.5 YPA allowed, 4.10 yards per carry allowed with 143 total yards per game to running backs. Get a heavy dose and full complement of snaps for Aaron Jones with Aaron Rodgers. Points galore up there in northern Wisconsin. Fade or follow my over. Jags and Packers at 52.
I like this one as an over, Brad. I know that there's been some early money this week on the over, kind of a little bit of back and forth, but I think this over is a solid play. I agree with you with the fact that these two teams have each done it five times already this year. You know, Green Bay, for everything that Aaron Rodgers is, the defense still leaves a little bit to be desired, and I think Jacksonville and Jake Luton can find ways to exploit that. You talked about the yards that they give up to the running back position. I think we could see Jacksonville and Green Bay in a bit of a shootout, surprisingly, at Lambeau. So, yeah, I'm going to follow. I like that 52 number. Let's jump on it before it changes.
Yeah, that's right. Points, points, and more points in Green Bay.
Number four.
Denver and Las Vegas in Sin City. Going to pull the lever on the slot machine, and what's it going to come up? Well, I think it's going to come up Denver plus five, plus five, plus five. Wish I could tally them all together. If I teased it up to high of heaven, we would get there. But it's just plus five. And I think the Broncos are going to cover at minus 110. You know, both these teams 5-3 against the spread this season. But I think where the Broncos are going to have an advantage is in the trench war against this front, which has been rather flexible this season. Vegas giving up 4.70 yards per carry, 94 rush yards per game, and 9 rushing touchdowns down to the running back position. They've also given up a 7.6 YPA through the air. I think this is going to be a Philip Lindsay game. I think he has surpassed or is on the brink of surpassing Melvin Gordon, getting the lion's share of the early down work, as Lindsay right now number 3 among all eligible running backs in yards after contact per attempt. So the Boss Hogs up front going to open up some wide holes for Lindsay to sprint through, and then you balance it out with Drew Lock, who's really blossomed in his relationship with Jerry Jeudy, as we saw last week. Tim Patrick also getting involved. And Noah Fant, if he can actually stay on the damn field for four quarters, they could all do some damage as a collective. So give me the Broncos. I think they're going to lose this game, but only by a field goal. But I'll take them at plus five. Fade or follow.
You said it, Brad. They've been 5-3 so far this year covering the spread, including, by the way, 3-1 on the road in covering the spread. So I'm going with you with Denver. They're getting it done on the road. Vegas, not so much. 1-2 against the spread in their home contest. So I think Denver can do this on the road. I like them in the trenches. I agree with you. I don't think Denver winds up winning the game, but I do think this has an opportunity to be a field goal type of game, which gives Denver the spot to be able to cover. The fighting John Gruden may wind up with a victory, but I think that Drew Lock and company can keep it close.
Old Chucky has gotten chunky.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of Thursday Night Football. And if you haven't checked out MonkeyKnifeFight.com, go there right now. Sign up. Use that promo code FTN. It's a simple game to play for DFS purposes. It's more or less, it's over or under, it's player props, folks, and you can parlay them together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on, the more money you put in your pocket at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Use that promo code FTN, and as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. And I am torn on this one, but I am definitive in my stance now. I'm taking the over. Ryan Tannehill, 243.5 pass yards. Now, you look at the Colts, one of the most underrated defenses in the NFL. They are balanced. They are tough. They are rather stringent against the competition. Through the air, giving up just 6.9 pass yards per attempt and 221.1 pass yards per game. They're top 10 and pressure exerted on the quarterback position. 4 quarterbacks, however, have gone over this total. Tanny is under in 4 of his last 5, but because Indy doesn't give up much in the trenches, I think the Titans and Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator of this team, are going to have to really rely on the arm of Tannehill more so than the legs of Derrick Henry. As a result, I think he's going to be in the 250s, and of course he's got the dynamic A.J. Brown to throw the rock to. So give me Tannehill, just barely over 243.5 pass yards. Fade or follow.
I'm going to follow you on this one. If you remember in yesterday's Fade the Noise pod, we took the under in Derrick Henry yards. That was at 91 and a half. So for me, if that's going to be the case, you're right. That means that Tannehill is going to have to throw the ball. And if that's the case, A.J. Brown's been so much fun to watch, and the chemistry that those two have. I think Tannehill can get a chunk of those yards with Brown. I think he can move the ball around and get up above it. I agree with you. I think this is a tight number, man. He may just barely sneak over this, but in order for them to stay competitive in this game, if Derrick Henry can't run the ball on that Colts defense, they are going to have to rely on Tannehill to throw it. So it could be that magic V word, volume, and that's what gets him up over those passing yards. But I agree, this is a tough number. Good set by MKF, but I'll follow you and take the over.
Sweat it out on the over.
Number two.
Oh, baby, let's get to some action. It's Tuesday, Wednesday football on the college gridiron. I know a lot of people have been thirsty for this. It's back. Each team's got one game under their belt, and this could be the marquee matchup of the week in the Miggity Miggity Mac. Daddy, Daddy, if you're a crisscross fan, old school hip hop. Yeah, anyway. Toledo, Western Michigan. I'm taking the Rockets, baby. Going to blast off and win this game straight up at plus 110. Western Michigan is favored by 2.5. Now the Broncos trounce Akron and the Zips in the opener 58-13. Totaled 480 yards in that game. Toledo, meanwhile, blasted Bowling Green 38-3. The Rockets calculating 524 combined yards. I think the ground game of Toledo superior here. They're a phenomenal running team. They got more experience across the board. And let's be real, they have had Western Michigan's number, winning 8 of the last 10 straight up, make it 9 out of the last 11. You going to buy a ticket on that rocket ship to Pluto with me and take the Rockets on the money line? Fade or follow.
You know how happy I am to have some college football in the middle of the week. I mean, at this point, Brad, you could be pulling just about anything out of your ass, and I probably would find a way
to bet on
it. Some fun with the bets. I'll tell you what, it is, as you said, the spread's only 2.5. I'll tell you this, I really like the over, which is at 59.5. I really like that. And in fact, I like the over on all of the MAC games tonight. But if I've got to go with a straight up winner, I'd be okay with a plus 110 on Toledo. Sure. Like Elon Musk trying to send people to Mars. Let's jump on that rocket, make some money.
Yeah, love and rockets, baby. Bet on Holy Toledo.
Number one.
All right, last one. And this is one of the marquee matchups of the week in the NFL. It's Buffalo and the Arizona Cardinals down in the desert. Who's going to sizzle? Who's going to turn up the heat? I think it's going to be the home team. I'm going to take Arizona -2. A lot of people are going to fade the Cardinals because of their underperformance against Tua Tagovailoa and the visiting Miami Dolphins last week. And Buffalo was spectacular in week number 9. They could, bring that electric offense there to this great Southwest. But I think Arizona 5-3 ATS has an advantage in this game. Defensively, the Cardinals have, become tougher to throw the ball on. They've only given up a 7.1 YPA, 265.6 pass yards per game, 1.8 touchdowns per game through the air. They have given up, though, close to 4.3 yards per carry in the trenches, but where Buffalo is most vulnerable is in the trenches themselves. 4.45 yards per carry allowed to the running back position, also giving up an uncharacteristic 7.6 YPA. With a dachshund of the desert, Kyler Murray spinning those little legs, Chase Edmonds getting some of those tough yards between the pipes, and I think your boy, yes, the legend himself, Larry Fitzgerald, may have his best game of the year. He hasn't found the end zone yet, but I think that touchdown list streak ends this week. And, of course, I got DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, just too many weapons. I think Arizona, in a shootout affair, wins this game on a Zane Gonzalez field goal with time expiring. So give me the Cards, -2, fade or follow.
I'll tell you what, Brad, I will follow, but I'll also tell everybody that has got their, their AirPods in or whatever that are listening to us right now, jump on this because this line keeps moving. This actually started out a heck of a lot closer. It was at about 1.5. So essentially, I know there's a point there, but it's basically a pick'em. It's then grown to 2. It could keep going here, folks. So if you agree with Brad and I am going to follow. If you agree with Brad and I that Arizona can get it done, I would say get on it now because because if you want to play that spread, the thing keeps moving. So try to get it before the week gets away from us, because I do think that this has an opportunity as well to wind up in a bit of a shootout appeal. I actually like the over in this as well. Ooh. Both teams, by the way, have gone over the point total in back-to-back games. Buffalo's done it. So has Arizona. So I do like the over in this one as well. But definitely give me the Arizona Cardinals minus the 2 points.
Yeah, maybe parlay that over and Arizona at minus two together, which is kind of sexy. I'm digging that one. Again, thinking of all the veterans out there. Check out Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review of this fine podcast, and go to FTN Daily, FTN Bets. They're my sites. You think I would know the name? .com, and use that promo code Masters. Again, promo code Masters to get 20% off your subscription today. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.